Helen Bowden of BBC Radio. I'm trying to think how to describe your job. It's almost like damned if you do, damned if you don't.
That is life at the BBC if you're a senior executive. So tell me why you think we're damned if we do and damned if we don't.
Well, it seems to be commercial radio and other people are saying, well, you get too much funding, you get too much advantage. And then when you make great programming, everyone's praising you for it, but saying, well, I expect different things.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, what we need to do is focus not on what our competitors say, but what our audiences say. And what our audiences want from us is a very broad range of music, not just a repetitive playlist. And there's nothing wrong with a repetitive playlist. I started in commercial radio, so I do not knock commercial radio. We need a broad, rich range of music. We need fantastically good speech on music networks, which we know some audiences hate, but other audiences love. And we need to keep that D word, the distinctiveness word, in our heads the whole time. We're not there to do what commercial radio does, but we are there to do distinctive programming that is popular.
You come here to Radio Days Europe, and obviously there's many, many people from around the world, not just Europe. Are they looking at you, defending yourself and defending having massive listening figures, etc., etc., and sort of scratching their heads saying, well, why is this happening?
Well, I think there is a degree of bafflement that success is to be punished in the eyes of some people and politicians in the UK. That's not where the British public starts and finishes. Radio 2, the biggest radio station in Europe, is not like any other commercial player. It does philosophy at lunchtime with Jeremy Vine. It does a writing competition for children. It has a book programme. It has an arts programme. The idea that in some sense we shrink Radio 2 and Radio 1 because they're too good and people like them too much is frankly ridiculous.
Does it get tiring for you as the head, as the person defending all the time? Do you get sick of this?
No, I never get sick of it because I really believe in it. I really believe in the BBC. I think it's the most democratic institution we've got in the UK. It basically says great news, current affairs, culture, popular and highbrow culture is available to everybody in the UK, regardless of colour, creed, class or income. That's amazingly democratic. It's a brilliant idea that was invented by the British, a Scot, as it happens, and we should treasure it and fight the good fight for it.
Who do you think is your biggest critic? Is it government? Is it commercial radio? Is it Daily Mail?
Rupert Murdoch, probably.
I think Jerry Hall now as well, obviously, there.
I wouldn't comment.
What do you think is the major strength of the BBC moving forward as we go forward and against Apple and people like that?
It's the BBC's major strength. It has an incredibly committed content makers of all sorts. It has a fantastically big footprint and it constantly innovates. It's such an uncomplacent organisation. It's one of the things we're often accused of. Nothing could be further from the truth. We're always thinking about the next thing to keep our audiences happy.
I've been asking a few people this. Where do you see yourself and radio in 5 years' time?
Almost impossible. I've just turned 60 and I'm not thinking that far ahead. But I think radio, however it is, will be flourishing. I don't think video killed the radio star and I don't think what's happening at the moment will either.
That was said in 1980, so it's definitely true.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you for that.